Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
When your field calls for the perfect type of tough, go all in on FiberMax Cotton to deliver the right seed for whatever you're up against. Like the FiberMax 2398 GLTP variety. Strong as an ox, fights like a bull. Built to buck stress, boost yield quality, and stand strong when that verticillium wilt comes creeping. Whether you're looking for that type of tough or another, you can find it at FiberMax.com. FiberMax Cotton Seed from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Well, a great day for Oklahoma livestock judging teams as OSU, Northern Oklahoma College, and Tuttle FFA bringing home national championships in livestock judging. A celebration was held at the Governor's Mansion, and I was on hand along with Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur to recognize those national champions.
So today we were able to recognize our Tuttle FFA livestock judging team, the NOC livestock judging team, and Oklahoma State livestock judging team, because this year they were all national champions, in which in our research there's never been another time that a state has had those win senior college, junior college, and the FFA contest. So just a very proud day for Oklahoma and all of us in agriculture.
Jennifer Bedwell, coach of the NOC program, explains all the hard work that these students put in and what's coming up for the future.
I've got a spectacular group of freshmen who are definitely chomping at the bit, ready to do it, and recruiting on an outstanding group of fall 2023 freshmen. And so hoping for a few more years of experiences like the ones that we had in Louisville and at Kansas City, and very excited to see what the future holds for the NOC livestock judging team.
Tuttle FFA livestock judging team also recognized, where Cheyenne Emerson gave a heartfelt thanks to C.L. McGill, the advisor at Tuttle.
Oh, so Mr. McGill is amazing. He is the reason we're all here. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be standing where we're at. He puts more effort and work and hours into this than most any student, any teacher, and he is truly amazing. He pushes us when we don't want to do anything. He pushes us when we do want to do anything. He tells us the truth. And then our other coach, Mr. Middlestat, is also great. He gives us kind of the hard truth, kind of when we're slacking. He'll be like, you know, you need to get with it. Let's go. So with those two men in our life, they've contributed a lot.
Once again, congratulations to these Oklahoma livestock judging champions. Well, fertilizer consumption suffered in 2022 due to market volatility and record high prices. However, a new Rabobank report says a recovery in consumption is possible in some regions next year, with fertilizer prices lowering and commodity prices at historically high levels. The Affordabilities Index moving average is trending lower as fertilizer prices are returning to pre-Ukraine war levels, says Rabobank. For the next 3 months, the index will continue to trend downward but remain above normal. The key point to watch for is nitrogen products, as the natural gas crisis in Europe has the potential to make urea and ammonia more expensive and could keep the index at a high level. Rabobank says the nitrogen-based fertilizer market is the most volatile among all the fertilizers due to its connection with oil and natural gas markets. As those commodities get more volatile, urea and ammonia prices could be expected to go along with the tide. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.